For WKMS News, I'm Corey Sharber. It was a busy week in Frankfurt this week with Governor Matt Bevin's State of the Commonwealth address, new developments on an election contest for a state house seat, and protesters from the Poor People's Campaign finally getting a meeting with the governor. In the latest edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled, Capitol reporter Ryland Barton spoke with Gene West from member station WFPL.
I'm Gene West, and it's Friday. That means we get a dose of Kentucky Politics Distilled with Capitol reporter Ryland Barton. And Ryland, a lot to talk about this week in Frankfurt. Let's start with the State of the Commonwealth address. What were the big takeaways?
So it was Bevin's shortest and I would say possibly most non-combative, gentle address since he became governor a little more than 3 years ago. He didn't bring up the really controversial issues that might divide Republicans, say like charter schools legislation, funding for charter schools. He didn't really push for any new big proposals. But he did push for his one signature act, and he wants lawmakers to pass a new version of that pension bill.
We must do more. There's still a need for structural change on a going forward basis. Has to, or the money will not be there.
So the pension bill was, of course, struck down by the state Supreme Court a couple months ago. And so Bevin's running for re-election now. And so he wants this big signature proposal, and he's really trying to unite the caucus behind him. Other highlights of his speech, he in one of his moments that he did, he kind of subtly lashed out at his longtime political rival, Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear, who's also running for governor, criticizing him for not defending abortion laws that the legislature has passed and that the governor's office has actually been defending for the last couple of years.
So there was a rally on the Capitol that had to do with the Poor People's Campaign. What was that all about?
So the Poor People's Campaign is this group of protesters who's come to the Capitol over the last year demanding an audience with Governor Bevin to protest some of his policies, especially the his proposed changes to Medicaid, and just saying that he's not thinking about poor people enough. They finally got an audience with Governor Bevin this week. He met with them, and they spent a lot of their time talking about a restoration of voting rights for felons. It's a big proposal that they've been pushing for.
But it's interesting because you're talking about something that has nothing to do with poverty, which is people who are trying to... Listen, trying to get your rights back. There are people who grew up in poverty and people who didn't grow up in poverty that are trying to get their rights back.
So that was Bevin, talking to them. He said felon voting rights should be up to the legislature. This is actually something going back to when Bevin first took office back in late 2015. One of his first executive orders was actually to rescind an executive order by previous Governor Beshear that had granted voting rights to about 180,000 people with felony convictions on their record.
Now, so we've been watching this House seat in Owensboro, and we believe that now that dispute is over, is it?
It is over, yes. Last weekend, a recount of that election showed Republican DJ Johnson and Democrat Jim Glenn in a tie, which meant the contest would ultimately be divided by a coin flip. Glenn, the Democrat, he initially won that race by one vote, and he said he would sue if that coin flip took place. So on Friday, Johnson dropped his challenge to the election.
The best solution would be for me to win the coin toss, and I get seated. For me, that would be best for me. But what's best for my district, what's best for my people and my community, is that we end this.
So with all that, the political makeup of the House is finally settled. There are 61 Republicans and 39 Democrats in the State House of Representatives.